Budweiser Studios of Cumulus Media Knoxville. This show belongs to you at 656-9900. 656-9900. The sports you need before sunrise is on the air. You're inside the starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1, the sports animal.
We're here at Fraser's Carpet One in the middle of the biggest year ever in their 70-year history. Good morning, Will West.
Yeah, that's right. Fraser's Carpet One, that's where we are right now. If it's in stock, it's on sale right now. It is the biggest year ever in Fraser's 70-year history. Nothing makes your home look brighter, beautiful like new flooring. And if you're even thinking about new flooring, now's the time to call Fraser's, 546-4850. They come to you, free in-home estimate. They make it easy, in-home shopping. They're going to come to you on your time with all the different samples that you might need so you can see what that flooring looks like next to your cabinetry, under your lighting, with your furniture. Right now at Fraser's Carpet One, awesome savings on hundreds of thousands of square foot of in-stock carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile and plank, ceramic, so much more, plus final closeouts on bestsellers and exciting special buys fresh from Dalton. No money down, free financing for 12 or 18 months. And Fraser's guarantees a total installed price to total installed price. They will beat the big box store prices. So now is the time to call for a free in-home estimate. Let them come to you. Make it easy. 546-4850.
It's no money down. That's my favorite part, what you just mentioned there.
My favorite money is other people's.
Yeah.
And you can use Kevin Fraser's right now to get yourself started at Fraser's Carpet One.
Boy, do we have so much we have to get into today, especially after a big Wednesday program. So here we are today where, like, I know a lot of people want to talk about Danny White's comments. He joined John and Jimmy yesterday. Also, the renovations that are going to be coming, not just at Neyland Stadium, but across the entire Tennessee campuses. Here we are, just another day closer to that Tennessee LSU Super Regional. But I bring up Tennessee LSU for a different reason, Will, because I'm sorry, they go hand in hand together. When I think Tennessee LSU, I don't think of the baseball field. I think of the football field. And I think of how many players can Tennessee possibly have on the field.
13 men on the field.
Happy birthday to Derek Dooley. Are we going to be sending him some pants? And what comes to mind when you think about birthday boy Derek Dooley?
Well, my first thing was, why in the world would you think that was going to work? Like, what in the world made you think that this was going to work? I don't know if we've ever told all of this on the air, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. It's the 6 o'clock hour. Would you let me to go ahead and just, let's pull the curtain down on our pants, people's pants around their ankles?
Let's tickle the top
so, line here. So the people at Louisiana Tech, people I know that literally work at Louisiana Tech, thought Tennessee had fired Mike Hamilton and they were hiring Derek Dooley to be the AD. Because he was the AD at Louisiana Tech and he did a really nice job with fundraising and with facilities building and things like that. But he was the AD and football coach. He was a terrible football coach. It was 4-8 his last year at Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hired him. When he got hired, the players skipped class and threw a party. That is a dead true story because the players hated Derek Dooley. So he lost a ton. Everyone hated him there. They were so excited to see him go.
Right.
And it was just I was literally in the middle of a rant on Sports 180 back in the day with me and Josh, and we were sitting at Alumni Hall in Turkey Creek. And I'm on a rant about there's no way anybody's dumb enough to hire Derek Dooley when Mick Dearstone, God rest his soul, hits the IFB and says, it's Dooley. And I'm like, what? And he goes, Jimmy Himes, the breaking news. And so we bring Jimmy on, and he breaks the news that Derek Dooley has been hired.
And then everybody's stuck.
And everybody, like, well, the whole place, is packed, and we had a PA going, and the whole place stops, and they're all just staring. And I'm like, well, good luck with that. And I'm like, Jimmy, what would you grade this hire at? And he goes, I don't know, a D at best. We're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's... It's being as polite as you can be about it, Jimmy. But I have a friend that works at Louisiana Tech. Jimmy has family members that work at Louisiana Tech.
Right.
So we had this covered like crazy of what was going on. And so, we bring on Sean Fox from ESPN and Rustin down there, and we bring him on, and he's like, yeah, y'all are hired him. I don't know why, but you are. It was just buck wild when they hired Derek Dooley. And then if you'll remember, if you were been around long enough, not Tennessee hires Derek Dooley, but they were concerned about the View because they did not give Kippy Brown an interview, and they did not interview another minority candidate.
Right.
So they hired Derek Dooley. They fly to interview Kevin Sumlin after they hired Derek Dooley so that they had a minority candidate interview that was done, and they could publicly say the reason we didn't hire Kippy is has nothing to do with race. And then they came back and interviewed Kippy anyway because people were upset that they didn't interview Kippy, and then And a couple hours later, Derek Dooley gets off the plane and he's trying to put on an orange tie as he's hurrying up down the stairs. It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy, that entire search. And Derek Dooley ended up being Tennessee's coach. And I don't know if things have ever recovered. Do we remember the orange dog? And there's a porcelain orange dog that would get wheeled out on a dolly. This guy's coaching from a stool as they're losing it in multiple overtimes to Missouri. Shower etiquette. saying that he doesn't know how to get a hold of Eric Berry. So people in the media in our building called Eric Berry. And he's like, yeah, they know how to get a hold of me. They call me for this, that, and the other, because they wouldn't let Eric Berry come to practice. So and Dooley wouldn't let him come to practice. Just as much of a train wreck as you could possibly imagine it to be. That's what Derek Dooley's tenure was at Tennessee.
No possible way that he could be worse than the 17-20 record that he had at La Tech, except when he went 15-21 as the head football coach at the University of Tennessee. So that's a heck of a setup. That is how you set up the dinner table, and that is how you present the menu for the evening. Is Derek Dooley the worst coach to sign a contract at the University of Tennessee?
So that one is... I think I would have to say Derek Dooley is the worst, because there was nothing you could point to as to why you would hire him.
Sure.
Like, when you, like, Jeremy Pruitt may have gone worse than Dooley, and I think Jeremy Pruitt did go worse than Dooley, right?
That's fair.
And the biggest reason is Jeremy Pruitt wanted to control the offense, too, and he'd never coached offense at any level in his entire life. And he decided, I'm going to control the offense, too. And so you bring in Dyson Helton to run an offensive system you tell him to run. You bring in Jim Chaney, who has only had success everywhere he's ever been, and you don't let him run his offense. You make him run some offense that you want to run.
Right.
So over and over again, so I don't know that Pruitt wasn't worse on the field, especially with the NCAA stuff that's coming, but the fact that you could look at Pruitt and say, I get why you're, it's early, it's a little earlier than I would have thought, but I understand why you're hiring him. With Derek Dooley, there's nothing you could point to say, this is why I'm hiring Derek Dooley, right?
It wasn't the sparkling 3-5 conference record he had at La Tech before he got hired. Like, no, I wish I could go back to the year 2009, the end of 9, ahead of 10 before his first season, and I would want to know why Hamilton and why Dooley. Is it because of his father? Like, remember,
they got turned down by a million people.
But remember, by this time, I was heading off to Iowa.
Yeah.
I was starting things over with ESPN, so I'm trying. It was kind of foggy, but I just don't remember why Dooley was pegged.
They got hired by a million people, or they got turned down by a million people, and they got publicly turned down by a million people. They could have had, what is his name that's at Utah?
Kyle Whittingham?
Yeah, Kyle Whittingham, and one of the boosters didn't want Kyle Whittingham. So that was an issue. And it's a booster who's a brilliant businessman, but if you've ever read the public documents that come out from Freedom of Information Act requests around other hirings,
sure,
we'll just say maybe that guy struggles when it comes to picking the right football coach.
Okay.
But he didn't want Kyle Whittingham. They got turned down publicly by Troy Calhoun when he was at Air Force, after one of the boosters kind of forced them to offer the job to Troy Calhoun, and then very publicly Troy Calhoun turned them down. It was an incredibly ugly situation. And so they tried to be quick about it. And I will say this. I am always told, Mike Hamilton has always said, Derek Dooley was my call. I chose Derek Dooley. I have always been told by people, that by a booster and people around the athletics department at that time, that two of the big boosters forced Dooley on Mike Hamilton after they got turned down so many times. Because the boosters let you get one hire, right?
So yes.
They let him have Lane. And then when Lane didn't work, and then you got embarrassed a few times of people turning him down, here come the boosters, so we want our guy in there. And Hamilton has always denied it and always said, no, that was on me. I chose Derek Dooley. He was really organized. He was really this and that. But there are people around the athletics department today that still tell me that were there then, no, there were two big boosters that forced his hand and made him have to hire Derek Dooley.
That's what Wes Tyler Ivins. Is Derek Dooley the worst hire at the University of Tennessee in the program's history? I mean, look across all sports. I was going to go the basketball route, but I think Will's officially convinced me over the last 6 minutes. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Good morning, Aaron Kane. Our first Tennessee Lottery Sports Update as we come back from Fraser's Carpet One on Western Avenue. What are your first opportunities? It's happening here on Western Avenue for a chance to get signed up for Big Ticket 21 with our friends at Food City and Adrenaline Shock.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
NBA playoffs, the Suns polished off a statement win over the Nuggets in Game 2 last night, 123-98. The final score, Chris Paul led the way, 17 points, 15 assists in the win. Phoenix now leads the series 2-0. Meanwhile, Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert wins his third career Defensive Player of the Year award and his third in the past four seasons. Gobert garnered 84 of the 100 first-place votes, is now only the fourth player ever to win the award on three separate occasions. LeBron James plans to change his jersey number from 23 to 6 next season for the LA Lakers. James first wore the number 6 jersey for the Team USA in international play, then wore it for 4 years in South Beach. NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders are off to the third round after blasting the Boston Bruins 6-2 in Game 6. Islanders win that series 4-2. Major League Baseball, the Phillies walk it off 2-1 over the Atlanta Braves last night on a 2-run shot from Luke Williams. Atlanta now falls back a game under 500 at 29-30 on the year. The Cubs got by the Padres 3-1. The Reds beat the Brewers 7-3. The Yankees outscored the Twins 9-6. The Astros drilled the Red Sox 8-3. The Dodgers held off the Pirates 2-1. And the Tennessee Smokies came up short against the Rocket City Trash Pandas 10-9. June instant games are available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer with top prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000. Pete Michaels Traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
His body is like a porterhouse steak. Little fat on the edges for extra flavor. Tyler Ivins and Will West on the starting lineup. 99.1. The Sports Animal.
Jay Leifert. Now, all he needs to get the rest of this figured out is your mother's maiden name, your social security number, and the CVV on the back of your debit card.
Murphy, 843-97-9432-128. That's not going to get
And then you'll
right.
be all right.
Yeah. Are you all in? Will West, are you all in with the plan that was released yesterday focused on the future about improving and getting things in order for the University of Tennessee, both the campuses and many of the programs, because the money that's going to be devoted to this and what the future could look like, the actual structures could look like? Are you all in?
Yeah, well, look, it was cool. Danny White held a press conference yesterday, and it was a fundraising press conference, which when the first thing you hear when you see that as a fan is, that is not something I'm trying to listen to, right? No. Or hear about it whatsoever. No. But a lot of things came out of that yesterday that were actually things you need to know and things that you want to know as a fan. So sometimes we eat our vegetables because they're good for us. This is one of those things that you'll actually like it once you dig into the campaign that Tennessee has. How about Neyland Stadium renovations?
Dude. So I'm going to be 100% honest about this. I know the firm that was behind putting this together.
Okay.
He's a guy that I hang out with on a regular basis. And he happened to be on his laptop one day, and he goes, "Ivins, get over here." And he kept bending his neck. And he goes, "I don't know if I'm supposed to do this. Now that it's out, it is kind of what it is." But he was like, "You got to see some of the ideas that they have about the renovations at the University of Tennessee's football stadium," as he calls that, because he's not from here. I'm sitting here looking at some of the things they're wanting to do with the renovations at Neyland Stadium. Will, the on-field suites that are going to be coming with this thing? Goodness,
They're turning Neyland Stadium into a 21st century stadium.
I don't know if that was all Danny White, but what they're wanting to do with this new look Neyland Stadium, and I'm talking about the seating in the club on the west sidelines is going to be, Will, magnificent.
Yeah, it's if you've ever been to a stadium, if you've ever been to MetLife or anything like that, where they got the 40 Deuce Club that rolls right up to the back of the Giants or the Jets sideline. It's similar to that, kind of what you'll do rolling back. But it's cool. What they've done is Tennessee is looking to, and again, this is just goes back to the forward thinking that we've been talking about for a little while with Tennessee. They're turning Neyland Stadium into a 21st century stadium. I've always made the argument, Ivins, that college football is like eating at a bad buffet. They're just herding you in, herding you out, you know what I mean, and give us your money and get the heck out of here.
I haven't had a good buffet in a while. But
pro sports now, they understand it's about the fan experience inside the stadium. This is Tennessee getting a little bit ahead of the curve and saying, look, in college sports sometimes it's going to be about the fan experience. And the fan experience that they're creating, I'll let you go through the different ones, but what they've done here is create a positive fan experience, I think, with what they're doing, trying to do with Neyland Stadium.
What they essentially are wanting to do here is they've taken feedback from a lot of the fans. It's more than just improving the bathroom facilities and the troughs that they have still in certain parts of Neyland Stadium.
Still pro-trough.
And who isn't still pro-trough? What I'm not pro-trough is when I'm sitting there trying to use the trough and somebody's had too much to drink and they slide through it. Or they think it's funny by splashing other people. Yeah, there's got to be spacing when it comes to the trough. Well, you're not going to worry about that anymore with what Danny White's doing. That's what Danny White's here for.
Yeah.
Not to be the AD at Tennessee.
So that I can't sword fight people at the trough.
Oh, my goodness. So when
no crossing streams like Ghostbusters.
You can't, dude. I'd Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Just going around the Sun Sphere. I can't do it with you guys this morning. Upgrading the south end zone, some of the things people have been barking about for some time. But just being able to add new video boards, and what Will just said is just essentially the 21st century needs to be happening right now at Neyland Stadium. Not only that, but just what they're wanting to do with the Anderson Training Center. And what I heard out of all this, Will, and what people want to hear, that's great about Neyland Stadium. That's great about what they're going to want to do with the ATC. What are you going to do to sign Tony Vitello, and what's going to come with the baseball expansion and trying to build state-of-the-art facilities that they can compare to what A&M, LSU, and some of the other, call them what they are, the majestic pieces of baseball that is at other SEC programs?
That's going to be tough because it's not like base. I'll go back to what we talked about a week ago. How much money do you want to lose on baseball?
Yep.
Right? And that's what you got to ask yourself. Am I willing to lose X amount of dollars on baseball so that we're good? And that's what you're asking yourself. And now, if you get to the point, though, is it an investment where when I invest in these things, we don't lose as much money? Right? So I don't know that baseball is ever going to be a revenue sport at the University of Tennessee. It might on the off year, like 2 years ago, randomly Alabama's baseball team made money and they were like, and I remember reading in a piece at AL.com and they were like, yeah, we don't know how. It just worked out that way that we made money this year.
Right.
Randomly people just showed up in corporate events and things like that. So investing in your baseball program could mean that you lose less money on baseball, but that's what you're looking at right now is the fan experience and Lindsey Nelson Stadium, all the things you're trying to do to improve those areas and those places, how much of an investment are you willing to put in there compared to what other schools are willing to put in?
If this does go into effect, and whenever you are negotiating with Tony Vitello, I want to make this just a Tennessee baseball thing quickly. When this does go into effect, if you're Tony Vitello, this has got to be something that you want to see, kind of put in place and kind of in order by what? Next year? At the earliest?
I don't know. What is to put in place? What do you mean by
what I mean by it's just improving some of the other things that improving things that make Tennessee baseball appealing to so many top prospects.
Yeah, so the tough part is this, right? I mean, you're firing Jeremy Pruitt and you have Josh Heupel, which is an upgrade in my opinion, but you're doing that because you didn't have the money to pay the buyout, right? You're doing the NCAA stuff. Tennessee turned their own football program in because they didn't have the money for the buyout. Now, maybe the people who turned it in to Donda Plowman and Randy Boyd, maybe that was their motivation with it, and they saw it and said, oh, goodness, we got to do something about this here, right? We don't need this going on at the University of Tennessee. So maybe that happened as well. But Tennessee doesn't have a lot of money. And so this is why all of these things are about a fundraising facilities master plan. And they can find out more information. Obviously, what's the name of the website?
IWillGiveMyAll.com.
Does Tennessee have the money right now to put themselves in debt and start building the facilities for the baseball facility now, paying Tony Vitello now, and just say we'll make up for it in future earnings somewhere down the line?
That's got to be a large credit card.
Yeah.
That's a large credit card, and the interest on that. Listen, let me ask you, what's more important? Digging yourself into a deeper hole, but right now keeping the fans on board as you do go into a deeper hole, keeping Tony Vitello on board? Because I don't know right now if Tennessee's in a position where they can let Tony Vitello go. As you said, are you prepared to lose money? How much are you prepared to lose? It's not maybe going to be as much as if you bring somebody else in, but are you prepared to lose this kind of money by bringing Tony Vitello on? Because it's going to take him some time if Tennessee ever wants to make a profit off that sport.
Yeah. So it's that is going to be – I think that you do. I think you do. You do start swiping the credit card early. I think you do. And I think you go ahead and you say, hey, this is what we're committed to as far as rebuilding this. This is the time frame that we're looking at. Because you're not just going to sell Tony Vitello on, hey, we're going to do these things. Here are the renderings. And then you don't have a time frame there.
Exactly.
You're going to have to give them a time frame, and you're going to have to say, this is the time frame. This is what we're doing for fundraising. This is what we're doing to make sure that we that the upgrades that you need happen year in, year out, or off-season in, off-season out to get you there. And here's the money.
Here's the one thing about this that I think is kind of, not alarming, but it's really showed the last couple of hours. Remember the call it what it is. It was essentially a hiccup yesterday when just you could only call to buy your Tennessee Super Regional tickets.
Yeah.
Fans were tweeting not only at our station.
I got 70 text messages yesterday from people that said, this is stupid.
Cluster. There were so many people last night that were firing back going, I have had season tickets to Tennessee baseball when they were dirt bad, dirt bad for 8 years, and you think because you want to jump on the bandwagon that I should give up my tickets to you. I sat through this for the opportunity to do this. Tennessee baseball is the hot ticket in town right now.
It is.
I have friends who are calling me going, I hate to ask you verbatim.
But can I get, oh, dude.
No.
Without question, it's coming. I got cousins coming out of the woodwork and such looking for baseball tickets.
I mean, my buddy Jimmy sent me a message yesterday that says, I don't even know where to begin, but this whole Tennessee baseball thing has got me fired up. What do season ticket prices even start at? So next year I can be ahead of the curve.
See, that's awesome.
Again.
That's what you need.
And that's why I think that Danny White's swiping the credit card to get more people like Jimmy to invest into his season tickets now, so he's not running into telephone only to get his super regional tickets.
Yep.
Which, to that part, if the rumors are true that they're ready to do some kind of block party style, shut the streets down outside of Lindsey Nelson.
That would be rad.
For the people who can't get into the game this weekend. This is the forward thinking that Tennessee's needed for
yes.
some time.
Yes, it is. No, you're absolutely right.
So maybe if showing a small little piece of the pie to this block party, if this is what they're trying to get into, to this all donation kind of push, I will give my all.com, that maybe we look back at this 36 months from now and go, okay, it worked out for the best.
But this is one of those things, again, that we were talking about last week with some of the stuff that they're doing with name, image, and likeness. The awesome people at Tennessee are not being handcuffed, or they don't have a restrictor plate placed on them by the people who are all about risk aversion.
Yeah.
And the people who are scared money doesn't make money. And there are a lot of times there have been brilliant people in the athletics department for at least the last decade and a half that I know of, that I've known these people, and they're awesome. But a lot of times they have to fight an uphill battle to get to do the awesome things. Mm-hmm. It seems like right now Tennessee has leadership in place that says go be awesome. And Tennessee's people are doing that.
Speaking of awesome, it's the biggest year they've had in the 70 years that they've been in East Tennessee, Will West. We're here with Kevin Frazier at Frazier's Carpet One. And remember, Will, if it's in stock, it's on sale, no money down, and they got free financing for how long? That's 18 months.
That's right. How about in-stock glue-down luxury vinyl plank starting as low as 69 cents per square foot? In-stock floating luxury vinyl plank with pad as low as $159 per square foot. I bought that here at Frazier's. That's a better deal than I got. Right now at Frazier's Carpet One, if it's in stock, it's on sale. No money down, free financing, or for 12 or 18 months.
Lots to get into all before 9 a.m. this morning, plus your chance to get signed up. Big Ticket 2021, where this year there will be more winners. That's right, football season tickets. Those baseball season tickets so many people want to get their hands on so they get priority access to postseason play. You could get that by signing up and winning the Big Ticket. Softball, Ice Bears. You also have the men's and women's basketball as well. Multiple winners this year. If you stop by, hey, our friends over at Adrenaline Shock, they want to get you the extra kick you need for this Thursday morning. A big thank you to our friends at Food City as well. We're actually going to be Food City Maryville 8 days from now, Will. So wake up extra early. Got to make that trip down Pellissippi so we can get ready. Jay Leifert, did you just give me the finger and the thumb? The finger and the thumb. Us three again next week. Sounds good. Come back on the other side. Eric Kane, a lot more for us to dive into here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Hey, this is Vault for Life, Troy Fleming. We're counting it down. It's just
84 days until
it's football time in Tennessee.
This Sports Radio WNML countdown to kickoff is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Find out more at tvacreditunion.com.
656-9900 on Stanley Fitz and Gates Hotline. Yesterday, we were outside in the parking lot hanging out with Mayor Jacobs doing her cicada feast, which thank you so much to all the local television stations who came out. Harry Sullivan from WVLT shot me a text before he went to Nighty Night, which, of course, for them is at like 6 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's going to say 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. And he said at one point in time he was brushing his teeth and he has a floss pick, one of those like water picks.
Yeah.
And he said that nothing says you had a big day than water picking one last cicada leg out from between his teeth. You can check out everything that was yesterday available on so many of our social media outlets at TSL99.1 and at 991thesportsanimal.com. We talked Tim Priest yesterday, Will West. He's going to be stepping aside after 22 years as the color analyst for the Vol Network. Out goes Tim Priest, in comes Pat Ryan. Pat Ryan's had an opportunity to get caught up with a couple of us here at the station. And Mike Keith reached out to the Tennessee Titans organization. Tennessee, it seems the Volunteer Radio Network is getting a very good one, which, by the way, that's not breaking news. We already knew that about Pat Ryan.
Yeah, Pat Ryan's awesome. Great guy. Fantastic guy. And he's going to do a really, really great job. It'll be a little different because Tim is a little more I don't want to say demonstrative, but he is. But you're going to get a little more Homer call with Tim, with Pat. You're going to get a little bit of here's what what's happening with the game, and here's what you're what just happened in this play.
Right.
And I love that about Pat, that dude's as smart as anybody that's out there. And so he'll do a fantastic job of Bob.
An opportunity, Eric Kane. You guys got caught up with Pat Ryan. Just a couple of things here or there about what Pat Ryan had to say about taking over for Tim Priest after 22 years with the Vol Network.
Yeah, he's thrilled. He's excited. Obviously, he's been a part of the Vol Radio Network for a while, doing some game day shows, some call-in shows, some different post-game shows and stuff like that. He's filled in for Tim Priest on occasion as well. But Pat Ryan, he's VFL. He's been around the game for quite some time. He's called he's called football games at every single level. He started out in this business at the high school level, calling games with Mike Keith, and then of course went to the Tennessee Titans and spent six seasons there, and has done some things here and there since then. But really excited to work with Bob Kessling and get going. He was thrilled yesterday when I spoke with him.
Here's a conversation Eric Kane had with Pat Ryan yesterday.
Pat, first and foremost, congratulations on your movement into the booth to call some football on Saturday alongside, of course, Bob Kessling, Brent Hubbs, and the rest of that great Vol Radio Network crew. I know you're no stranger to the Vol Radio Network. You've been doing the call-in shows, Big Orange Hotline and all that, but how excited are you to get in the booth and to be the lead analyst for Tennessee football?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited. It's something I haven't done in a while. I've done quite a bit of it back in the day, but didn't know if that was ever going to happen again, and they gave me the call, and I jumped at it.
Well, of course, you spent, I want to say, 5 to 6 years with Mike Keith when the Titans Radio Network first started out, of course. You are on that famous, Music City Miracle call, and so you're no stranger to the analyst role. But kind of, what's your style? I feel like you have a good basis for what you want to accomplish. This won't be new to you, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, it's not going to be new. It's calling college is a little different than calling pros, but I filled in for Tim a few years back up in Kentucky, and I think it went pretty well, so I got a feeling that I'll drop back into it. My style is everybody's style is different. And I don't know how you would characterize my style. Sometimes I'm a little off the wall. Sometimes I'm a little direct. I guess it just depends on the mood.
Hey, Pat, you said just a moment ago that doing college is a little bit different than doing the pros. What would be some of those differences?
Well, in the pros, I guess you can say a little bit more.
Yeah.
In pro football. It's not scrutinized as much, and you can be, as I said, a little more direct on certain things that happen. Whereas in college, you got to remember that you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. So that's probably the biggest difference.
Pat, have you ever called a high school game? Because it's even you got to watch what you say even more so if you're working at the prep level.
Well, see, that's where I started. I started doing high school ball with Mike Keith a year or two before I did the Titans. That's how I got into this deal. We started, we did high school ball around here for about 2 years, and then he went off to Nashville and. Then he gave me a call. I went straight from high school to the NFL calling games. It was an experience to start with.
I was going to say, it worked out just fine for Mike Keith and you as well. So I don't think anybody's doubting that for sure. But when you kind of look at this opportunity now, and again, it's not like you're brand new. Everyone knows Pat Ryan. Everyone, you're no stranger to the Vol Radio Network and to the listeners there. But you are a VFL. You played at Tennessee. And now you're going to get to call Tennessee games on a regular basis. I mean, have you had a chance to let it sink in a little bit about how cool this is going to be for you?
I really haven't, I don't think. We've been talking about this for the last couple months. And obviously, we agreed to do the deal. But I really haven't. It's probably not going to sink in until about a week before the ball game, to be honest with you.
Have you had a chance to, I'm sure you have, again, this has been in the works for a little bit, got a chance to catch up with Bob Kessling, and how excited are you to kind of play off Bob Kessling? Again, already worked with a tremendous play-by-play voice with Mike Keith for years, and now getting to sit beside Bob Kessling on Saturdays.
Yeah, it's like you asked about my style. Everybody's got different styles. Mike calls a game different than Bob, but I worked with Bob in a lot of different capacities for, 20 years. So we know each other well, and I think, the main thing about a broadcast, I mean, you've got to have some chemistry, and you got to know when the other guy's going to chime in and when to be quiet and all that good stuff. And I think Bob and I have already got a lot of that.
Chat with Pat Ryan here, the new lead analyst for Tennessee football on the Vol Radio Network, taking over for Tim Priest. And I know you know Tim Priest very, very well. I know you have worked in the capacity with Tim Priest over the last 20 years or so as well. What did you think about Tim Priest? And obviously some big shoes to fill for sure.
Definitely. I mean, Tim did a great job for 20 some odd years, and I know a lot of people are really going to miss him. I just hope that, I can step in and make it kind of seamless, hopefully.
Pat, I know you've been asked about this probably thousands of times over the last 20 years, but I'm going to ask you one more time. One of the most historic radio calls in football history is the Music City Miracle. That was, you and Mike Keith had worked together before, but that was, back when you guys were first starting out at the Titans Radio Network. And you talk about you've got to be able to feel out your partner and not step on him in the big moments. But in that play, one of the greatest things I love about it is Mike is going throughout his call, and every time he takes a breath in between words, you're saying he's got something. He's got, it just works out to be just pure magic. Can you think of, that's probably the highlight of your broadcasting career so far, but any other moments in your, analyst career in the booth, whether it be high school, whether it be pros, whether it be filling in for Tim, that you can think back up to now and where you learned something or where you felt really, really good about what happened?
That definitely was the tops. And to be honest with you, we've been asked about that column, like you said, a million times. And I tell everybody that it was just pure luck. I mean, it was just Mike started the call and I chimed in, and then he called and I chimed in, and somehow it turned out. I can't tell you how. I guess maybe it's because, as I talked before, the chemistry, we kind of knew each other, and that call's been heard a million times. I mean, it is famous in Nashville for sure. But I tell everybody it was just luck more than anything. That's got to be the best one. I don't think there's anything that comes close to that one.
Well, one thing's for sure. If there's anything close that resembles the Music City Miracle, and he's calling it with Bob Kessling in the Vol Network booth, there's a pretty good chance that things are going right for the University of Tennessee. Pat Ryan, again, congratulations to Tim Priest after 22 years in the booth with Bob. Pat Ryan will take over coming up later this August, that first Thursday game against Bowling Green.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Really looking forward to it. Pat's going to do a fantastic job. Did a fantastic job with the Titans in the day. He'll do a great job with Bob and Tennessee call as well.
Hey, we're here. Western Avenue. Frazier's is in the middle of the biggest year ever in their 70-year history. Will, as we mentioned, other people's money. Remember the Danny White credit card reference we were making? Right now, no money down in free financing for 12 to 18 months. That, if you stop
that's off. Right. Frazier's Carpet, one. If it's in stock, it's on sale. The biggest year ever in the 70-year history of Frazier's Carpet, one. Give them a call. Nothing's going to make your home look bright and beautiful like new flooring. They come to you. They make it easy. Free in-home estimate. In-home shopping. Frazier's Carpet, one.
Love it or leave it. Coming up on the other side, we'll get you set up to wrap up hour number one. Plus, happy birthday, Derek Dooley. What'd you get him, Eric Kane? Did you wrap it? Is it a gift card? Is it something that he can use as the tight ends coach for the soon-to-be Super Bowl champion New York Giants? Super Bowl champion New York Giants.
Yeah, right.
I said it. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
NBA playoffs, the Suns polished off a statement win over the Nuggets in Game 2 last night, 123-98, the final score.
Oh, up high, and Town Hard, flying for two as Hayden had a sweet assist from Paul.
Chris Paul led the way, 17 points, 15 assists in the win. Phoenix now leads the series 2-9.
Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert has won his third career Defensive Player of the Year award and his third in the past four seasons. LeBron James switching back jersey numbers from number 23 to number 6 next season for the LA Lakers. NHL playoffs, the New York Islanders are on to the third round after blasting the Boston Bruins 6-2 in Game 6. Islanders win that series 4-2. In baseball, the Phillies walked it off 2-1 over the Atlanta Braves on a two-run shot from Luke Williams.
Fly ball left field. Already is going back toward the wall. It did creep into everybody's mind. It's a two-run walk-off home run. Luke Williams.
French Open finals. Both Novak Djokovic, Rafael Nadal advance on to the semifinals, while 16-year-old Coco Gauff was upset in the quarterfinal round action on the women's side. June and Sea Games are available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000. Pete Michaels traffic's coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
It's the final segment, hour number one of the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins, Will West, Eric Kane, fire away. Let's just keep things rolling in the right direction, shall we? It's Thursday. It's New Balance Knoxville's Love It or Leave It here on the starting lineup.
Tony Vitello is encouraging fans to show out and duplicate what they did in regional play this weekend against LSU. Love or leave it, the Tennessee baseball manager is the most popular coach on campus right now.
He has to be, right? Name another coach. Josh Heupel hasn't had an opportunity to debut the offense. Rick Barnes, even though he's bringing in, you know, excellent recruiting classes, it was a short stay after the loss to Oregon State. Right now, prisoner of the moment, as you'd like to say, Will West, they're two wins away from Omaha. How's Tony Vitello not the most popular coach on campus?
So I think that he has the most momentum of the coaches on campus, but I still think that Rick Barnes is the most popular coach on campus right now. And it's just longevity, more time to do it. People are – it's new a little bit with Tony Vitello, but people – Rick Barnes has had a longer period of time to be able to kind of ingrain himself into the culture here in East Tennessee. So I'll say it's Barnes. I'll leave this.
Many Tennessee fans voiced their frustrations Wednesday morning as a heavy call volume kept a sellout from this weekend's Super Regional in 30 minutes. Love it or leave it, ticket purchases only through free the phone.
Yeah, that is a hard leave on my part. So I think that do it online, and I get what you're trying to do. You're trying to not get where ticket brokers just go buy them up and then they're putting them for $700 on secondary market. So I get why they did it this way, and it does create that kind of mad rush type situation. But I'll leave this. I'd prefer that you had a different way of doing it.
It's 2021. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus here, Will, but who does anything over the telephone anymore? That's like still me writing checks and with stamps and mailing in my bills every week,
yes,
every month. You know what? That was the most popular telephone number at one point in time for 2 hours yesterday. But, Will, you got to go to the internet. You got to find a way where you're sitting in a waiting room and not just sitting on hold.
Deshaun Watson's former teammate Kareem Jackson said that he wants to be traded to the Denver Broncos after failing to attend Texans minicamp. Love or leave it, the Broncos will acquire one of Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson.
Will, I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they currently have their quarterback of 2021 on their roster right now. It's going to be either Drew Lock or it's going to be Teddy Bridgewater. Deshaun Watson isn't playing this year. Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay.
I'm going to leave this. I'm going to love this. They will acquire Aaron Rodgers.
No, how?
I am there because we had the report yesterday from CBS that Rodgers is still telling everyone, I'm not going to be there in August. So if Rodgers is sticking to his guns, I get what they're trying to do. And from what everybody's saying in OTAs, maybe there's a reason why they want Rodgers and they're not going to go ahead and just transition to Jordan Love a year early, because Jordan Love is not a year away. That's why.
In recent weeks, Major League Baseball has made it clear that the league's going to start cracking down on pitchers using foreign substances. Love or leave it, the issue is comparable to the steroid use in the 1990s.
No, I leave this. This is more so the cork bat issue is what I would call this. I would compare it to, not steroid use. Because steroid use was making people have more longevity with their careers. Dudes that were 34 all of a sudden got new life and were able to play to their dang near 40. This isn't close to the same thing as that. But this still, it's something that needs to be cleaned up. And now that we're finding out more and more often that baseball knew this was going on and did nothing about it, that is still problematic. But it's not the same.
William, is this not performance enhancing?
It is, yes, it can be performance enhancing.
You think Garrett Cole would have made $328 million without a little substance,
a little something on the hat, Bill.
I had never heard of spider tack before the last 72 hours.
Yeah.
But how many pitchers are using it right now? And how many pitchers are going to try to avoid from using it?
Well, here's how you knew Major League Baseball knew, too. They sent out the memo saying we're going to start punishing for this, looking for this to all the teams. because it's so prevalent that everybody's doing it, right?
Best part about it, they sent things out. Look across the board at the spin rates. A lot of the pitchers who were being suspicious of using it, spin rates dramatically dropped from one start to another. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Boy, you tell me.
All right, and the Suns took a 2-0 lead late last night, a 25-point thumping of the Denver Nuggets. Love or leave it, Phoenix would be the worst television draw out of the four Western Conference teams remaining for the finals.
No, I'll leave this. The team they're playing, I don't think anybody in Denver cares about the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Clippers, even Salt Lake City, I think they would be all about the Jazz. I know a few people from Salt Lake City. They love their Utah Jazz. They will protect their Utah Jazz at all costs. Phoenix is a larger market, Will. I know Denver is as well, but I can tell you right now, people would rather be skiing, talking about Bronco football, and if Aaron Rodgers is coming, they don't give two hoots about the Denver Nuggets.
No, the Utah Jazz would be the lowest draw. Oh. That'd be the worst draw that's there. So of the teams that are remaining, I think the Utah Jazz. I like Don, but I think Donovan Mitchell could hit somebody with a sock full of quarters in the parking lot out here at Frazier's and nobody'd know who he was. So I think the Jazz would be the lowest draw.
Love it or leave it on the lips. Hey, Will West. 890s on my feet.
They look fantastic, by the way.
They feel good. They look good. And you know you probably got them right there in the Suburban Shopping Center from Sharon and her staff.
Yeah, I've got New Balance Minimus in the gym bag out in the truck right now. New Balance Knoxville, the perfect fit every time with the fit test they give you there. The wide sizes, extra wide sizes, made in the USA product, and you're buying local when you're buying at New Balance Knoxville.
You going to help Derek Dooley blow out the candles? It's birthday boy time. Let's talk about Mr. Orange Pants himself. Is he the worst coach to come through the history of the University of Tennessee?